Adventist World Radio, SID Media, will be hosting a week of prayer the last week of every second month. All are encouraged to participate and invite a friend or family who might benefit from the prayer. Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen and download the app to connect to AWR SID Media. You can send your prayer request to +27 73 470 3520, or you can connect with us on Facebook at AWR SID Media. Prayer week will be at 8:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m. Central African Time. Adventist World Radio, SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Broadcast to baptism, from a broadcast to baptism. Remember, the number to dial is +27 73 470 3520. The number again is +27 73 470 3520. So you can let us know anything that you want us. If you want to engage in the conversation, you can certainly do that. So now we are going into a very interesting conversation. We have been speaking about all things unity with Pastor Bonde, and he is joining us today. So let me know what your thoughts are on what we're about to talk about.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So Christian unity means having a singular goal in mind and serving others rather than ourselves. But being unified doesn't mean shutting off our individual personalities and becoming a blank slate for other people's ideas. As I did say, Mfundiswami is joining me on the line. Pastor Bonde, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I am good, Mfundiswami. It's a bit chilly here. We woke up, we had to wear two jackets, but we are okay nonetheless. I hope the weather is fine that side.
Yeah, it's fine. It's sunny.
Nah, that's lovely. That's lovely, Mfundiswami. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
We can pray. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be who we are, and for giving to us these blessings that we count every day. Thank you so much for we are to discuss unity. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Mfundisi, how does disunity affect the Church of Christ? And as we spoke yesterday, we do understand that we are different. We're different, right? And because of that, it may cause us to be not agree on many things. So how can we, how does this affect the Church of Christ?
Okay. Thank you. And remember, unity has a positive effect to the church. This we can agree. Then with disunity, it has a negative effect to the church or any organization or any society. Then how does it impact negatively to the church? Members of the church will be like oil and water mixed together. And the result is the church has zero spiritual growth, and it's a dying church, and there is division among my members.
Yes, elders. Okay, all right. So when we're looking at that, Mpundiswami, how then do we make sure that within the body of Christ, within the Church of Christ, we become united so that we don't have those divisions you're speaking about?
We follow Christ's method, or we follow Christ as our example. Like we indicated yesterday, he mingled with everyone. People from different walks of life with different mindsets, but they were able to interact without any squabbles.
I see, Mfundiswami. Throughout text, throughout scripture, we do see the relationship, the bond between God and Christ. So is that supposed to be an example on what unity is supposed to look like?
Indeed, like the text that you are talking about, John 17, verse 11,
mm-hmm.
Jesus is praying for the people in the world to be one. If I can quote maybe the last phrase in that prayer for the text, verse 11, chapter 17 of John,
mm-hmm.
I quote, that they may be one as we are. So he's giving himself as an example of what unity should be. That is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mm. There is unity of purpose.
Okay.
Everything is done. Everything is done in agreement.
Okay. So Mpundisi, when we are now united, right? Do we lose our individuality, or we don't lose our individuality, as we touched on some parts of it yesterday? Do I remain Zanele? Do you remain Pastor Bonde in the midst of us being united?
Oh, good. We want a Zanele to come to where there is Last, to where there is John, to where there is another Peter, so that our individual, we are not being called to uniformity, but we are called to unite. And that unity, rightly positioned, we can enjoy the unity that is made up of love and kindness, but we still exhibit our uniqueness, that is our individual. Yes.
Indeed, Pundiswami. I love it when we hit straight to the point, as we have exhausted most of our talking at this point this morning. Pundiswami, do you have any closing remarks that you want anyone, in fact, to take unity in the church?
Maybe I will read 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
When Paul was saying, now I beseech you, that is King James Version.
Mm.
Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Okay. Interesting then. So, my elder, before I let you go, in this unity that we are speaking about, we also stand in the gap for us to offer prayers to our listeners, to ourselves, and even to the pastors. So, Mpundisi, we have a prayer request that has come through. I'm going to ask that, can you please do pray for our listener here? I'm going to be reading it. It says here, I have four children. Two of them have serious medical conditions. One was born with a condition known as autism. He's very slow in terms of development and struggles at school. The other one has febrile seizures each time he has a high temperature. He is grown now and it needs to stop, but it is continuing. The doctors are worried that it may translate into epilepsy. Please pray for total healing for both of them. The listener, Mpundiswami, has asked to remain anonymous, but is asking for prayers for these two children for total healing.
Okay. Okay. I'll pray right now, and I promise to continue praying for the listener.
Thank you, Mpundis.
Shall we pray?
Yes, sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for who you are to us. You are our Redeemer. You are our Healer. Thank you so much for having this listener bringing a prayer request. We are so thankful that you taught us to depend on you and bring prayer requests before you. It's enough a gesture that we cannot go somewhere and get our healing, save from you. You know the condition in the family. You know how they are resourced. You know their hearts. You know even the conditions of those who are not feeling well and how to redeem them from such a kind of situation, how we pray that as we pray right now, just stretch your healing hand upon the children, touch them in a special way, and they may they feel your hand in their health. We want testimonies to come of you redeeming the family, healing the family, and resuscitating their hope in you. Thank you so much. We shall continue to pray about this issue, and we know and believe that you continue to hear us and continue to do mighty wonders in this family. Thank you so much for restoring unity, for healing this our family, and for remembering them in a special way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundi Swami, thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. I will send it to you so that if you wanna, as you're going to be continue praying for the listener, maybe you can refer to the exact text. So I will be sending that to Mfundi Swami. But thank you for that beautiful and wonderful prayer. And yes, we stand in agreement and we agree that may God surely heal the two children.
It's my pleasure.
Amen. Thank you, Mfundi Swami. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Good day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.